Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Kevin Booth's going to be with us for 30 minutes in this hour, and then the full fourth hour with his new film, American Drug War, that Nexus is in. It was just on Showtime. It just came out on DVD with 3 hours of extras. It's really like five films. It's $24.95 at InfoWars.com. That's your attack pattern right there. Get that film. Get it out to everybody. In closing, guys, I appreciate you coming on from England and Sheffield. You've talked to personal friends, not just the newscast, admitting Chinese paramilitary secret police, the folks that execute people, take them to their deaths for political speech, beating people up in England, on video, on the news, in France. Now they're in San Francisco marching today. We have got to get all of our listeners in San Francisco to peacefully go out there and videotape these terrorists. Steve, and then for 2 minutes, and Paul for 2 minutes in closing.
Yeah, what galls me is the media is framing it all as a sovereignty issue, which it's not. It's about complete abuse of human rights and killing over a million Tibetans, you know, and turning parts of their country into gulags. That's what it's about. But Steve was saying to me earlier that he heard a BBC radio discussion where they were starting to defend the Chinese. Maybe he can tell you about that.
Well, yeah, basically, it's what we were saying before. They weren't separating the Chinese people from the Chinese government. And the debate this morning, the big debate on the BBC was, is there too much China bashing going on now? China, you know, it's looking after its people. Maybe we should stop getting on the back of the Chinese. But, you know, that's just framing the debate when it's not.
Well, just as Hitler used the 36 Olympics to make, you know, all the systems of Nazi Germany become rock star popular, even in the U.S. and England and worldwide. I went to the grocery store last night, the Whole Foods, and there were two big magazines separate with big red flags and communist stars on the front. I was too busy trying to get home. I should have bought them and talked about them. But two magazines saying, get off China's back. China's good. I mean, this is all about training us that their system's good.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, these Olympic officials look absolutely ridiculous when they say, no, the torch procession's going to continue, we're not going to cancel it because the Olympics is not political. It's always been political. It makes them look absolutely ridiculous when they say that.
And then you've got the media asking pointless questions like, are the Olympics being used as a tool just purely to attack China? Well, yeah, they are, because China's an oppressive, tyrannical regime, and you know, protesters are going to use anything like that to attack it.
Well, I went into histrionics because every time I think I can't be any more freaked out. We knew this was coming. We knew this would happen. The Olympics are totally wicked. I'm boycotting them. I'm not watching any of it. Everyone else should boycott it. Watch none of it. If you see a newscast about it, turn it off. Buy none of it. Let the sponsors that are sponsoring it know you're boycotting them. I'm serious, because they're doing all this on purpose, the social engineers, the behavioral psychologists. There is no doubt all the continuing coverage will be at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Guys, I'm just sorry that you have to watch your own Britons being beat up by Chinese secret police. I mean, these are literal death police. And I bet money they're going to beat up people in San Francisco. It's a setup. They come over to peaceful people, grab their signs, grab their placards. Foreign troops violating free speech in England, and I guarantee it's going on in the U.S. because our cops do it every day. And I mean, did you ever think you'd live to see this, Steve and Paul?
No. Well, it doesn't surprise me really. I just hope that other countries will follow the example of the Australians and, you know, kick these thugs out of the country, because they shouldn't be there. It's completely illegal.
I want the listeners to go completely ape the best article that gives people the full spectrum analysis of this long-term plan. They've got plans for Czechoslovakian troops in the Midwest. They've got plans for British, Dutch, Israeli on the East Coast. They plan to use Latin American from Florida to Texas, Mexican troops. It's all now official. We will be ruled by foreign mercs.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, at 1-800-259-9231, you're welcome to call in specifically about how we're being conditioned to accept foreign troops, foreign police, Mexican, Dutch, Chinese, you name it, official maps from the 60s, official training going on everywhere. 1-800-259-9231 or on my studio line where I air your calls at 512-646-5400, 512-646-5400. I'm moving quickly because we've suspended a guest for 30 minutes to do this. Thomas in Kansas, you're on the air.
Hey, I want to commend you and Jesse Ventura and all the other info warriors, Paul and Steve out there, getting the message out, fighting this new world order. But my question's kind of concerning more on the Amos and Andy interview thing with Jesse Ventura.
Thanks for the call. That'll let you go. I never do this. I'm talking about look, you can call back tomorrow or later in the fourth hour today on any subject you want, okay? And I'm not being mean, sir. Please, right now in San Francisco, there are Chinese paramilitary secret police, the ones that torture and kill and murder people. They've beaten up Britons. They've beaten up French, Parisians. They are here, I guarantee you. They're slugging and punching and grabbing people's bandanas and pro-Tibet signs. They are enemies. The enemy troops are in America violating our First Amendment. And they're violating Posse Comitatus. They're violating every canon. Get them out. scum with diplomatic immunity are having their way with us right now, and I want them out of here! Who's up next here? Nate in New York City, you're on the air.
Hey, Jones, this is Nate Evans in New York with Great Change.
Yes, sir. Well, hey, good to hear from you, Nate.
Good to hear from you. I don't know if you knew, but like about 2.5 weeks, I went down to a Tibet rally, and I was standing out of the barricades, and they didn't like that, so they handcuffed me, took me down to the precinct.
I heard you got arrested for videotaping, and I'm good friends with Nate, and he's working on the new 9/11 film with us. And Nate does special effects for some of the big TV studios in New York. And
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, okay, well, I heard you got arrested from the folks at the office. I heard you got put in handcuffs.
Yeah, I did.
So that's an arrest, my friend. That's an arrest, my friend.
Yeah, it wasn't because I had the camera. It's because I first said I didn't want to go in the barricades, and they said, well, is the problem because I was standing there? And they never answered my question. I said, I can walk around if the problem is me not being in the barricades because there's no law. So they put me in cuffs after they find out I have no ID. Because I don't care about an ID. In fact, I fly without an ID. Don't ask how I do it, but I do it. And they pretty much said they were going to put me in jail for that. And they were going to be nice to me and let you just give me a summons. And then, oh, yeah, and the Tibetans.
So you were arrested?
They were going to put me in prison. They put me in for an hour while they...
Okay, so you were arrested. I just want to make sure I was getting things straight there. Nate, now, this is a separate Tibetan deal from them with the big metal poles. The police saying it was unauthorized. So in America now, oh, your poor Tibetans being exterminated. Oh, you want to stand in front of the UN? We're going to beat you bloody as you scream and beg peacefully. I mean, it's all over, folks. The country is gone. If we don't recognize how deep it's sunk, we'll never get it back. Anything else, Nate? What do you think about the foreign troops?
Well, you know, I'm not surprised anymore. Everything that I'm seeing is pretty much what I've already read. So I'll be more surprised when things are turning around because people are just so blind that that'll be surprising to me more than being surprised at this stuff happening, because I'm sure you kind of agree to that. When you start seeing changes, that's the surprise for me.
Absolutely. Nate, great hearing from you and the great work you do. Thank you for everything. Wonderful person. Got to meet his brother here in Austin. His brother lives in Austin. Nate came out to visit him a few weeks ago, and we got to go out to dinner with him. Who's up next here? Michelle in Florida, you're on the air, worldwide transmission.
Yes, sir. Mr. Jones, I am a 51-year-old RN, and I'm a catastrophic nurse case manager, and I have the great honor. I turned 51 on Sunday, and I found your site on Sunday. I have listened to streaming and radio to coast for 15 years, did not know you, found you through them. I spent, from that moment, any waking moment, even typing reports, whatever I'm doing, I have watched everything I can find that's in your website. And I'm calling you to tell you what I see clinically, okay? And that, you know, you're saying, get off your ass, do something. Don't just sit there and watch this. And I'm like, what the hell can I do? You know, you open your mouth in my world. I open my mouth up, and I am crazy, all right? I can't. I mean, it just doesn't work.
Chinese troops beating you in the street.
I can hand cards out and say, just go here, because I cannot open my mouth.
No, that's a very effective thing to say, hey, here's a film. What do you think of it? It's controversial.
They won't even do it. I had a colonel, a friend of mine, watch 2 seconds of it and call me up and told me you were an insane person and I'm crazy and he's really worried about my mental health. Well, let me tell you something. My background is I created a psychiatric institute with my ex-husband. So my core training is psychiatry.
Well,
so
I'd be crazy if I wasn't freaking out.
That's right. You're right. But what you're talking about, the basis of what is happening in society is absolutely correct. It's psychology 101. It is. But what can I do? You know, what could I do? So this is what I'm going to do. First of all, I thank you because that's the biggest birthday present I have gotten, and I don't even know remember. Biggest present, just to meet you and see this. Biggest present. Thank you so much.
Well, you're awesome, and I appreciate your call. Call me back when we have more time someday. And I'm not trying to be mean to the great callers. Right now, I'm flipping out. There are Chinese secret death troops. These are death troops. That's what they do. They go take a woman who's had more than one child, and they drown the baby. That's what they do. It's admitted. They go and they take an old man who's Falun Gong, and they take his organs, or they torture him to death. They rape women. They rule. They are the blackest, most evil Nazis, commies, whatever you want to call them, you could imagine. They have more blood than anyone on their hands. They're the longest-standing black sunshine death. I mean, they are the wickedness of the wickedness, and they are here. And again, these things start small. This is a test by the enemy right now. I see it exactly for what it is, and my hackles go up like a dog that sees somebody sneaking into the perimeter, you know, with their back low in a stealth mode with a big pike in their hand, and I know it's the enemy, and I'm going crazy. I'm barking. I mean, I'm growling and snapping. I'm on the chain, and I'm just trying to warn people desperately. I know what they plan. I've videotaped our own troops training to kill us. God almighty, the dumb cops serve the system when the system puts poison in their water. Jay in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just really want to personally thank you for all the ammunition that you've given me over the years. I've never called you. I've been handing out 9/11 DVDs since the one-year anniversary. I know Linda Honeycutt. I drove her around for the first month, but nobody funded us. I had to get in the truck and go driving to support my family. I just wanted to comment on this part about Sean Hannity saying that Al-Qaeda are all around us. If our government created Al-Qaeda and the people that attacked us on 9/11 is Al-Qaeda, that is a true statement. Al-Qaeda is all around us. They're in Fox News. They're in CNN. They're anybody that's ever tried to cover this up.
That's the incredible thing. They are Al-Qaeda. They are Al-Qaeda. And they say Al-Qaeda attacked to get your freedom. It's all a sick lawyer joke. They love to hide it in plain view. And it's true. They are Al-Qaeda. And they are attacking. And they are all around us.
Yeah, well, I've handed out over 7,000 DVDs. I've got an eight-hour DVD with Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change, 9/11 Mysteries, 9/11 Eyewitness, Hoboken TV, and Terror Storm. I've handed out over 7,000 of those DVDs. I drive around in my truck and I talk to everybody. They call me crazy.
That's right, and nothing can stop you. If we all do this, it's over.
Let me just say hi to my friends in this movement, man. I know you guys miss me. A lot of people.
We got to jump. Have you noticed? No one but Nate, and he was halfway on subject, called in about the foreign troops. You see how we've been conditioned? I never ask you to call in on subject. Every other show does. I'm sweetly asking. Does anybody even care? Have we fallen this far? I'm going to take a call off my system. Let's go ahead and talk to Allison in Austin. Do you care about foreign death troops marching all over the West, beating up whoever they want?
I do. I do. I've been informed by some troopers that I know that there's over 20,000 Chinese troops training off the coast of Baja California.
Yeah, that's right. And our government gave them former bases all over the Caribbean, and they've moved in a huge troop. Just tens of thousands of troops. Our government gave them the Panama Canal. They are to rule with an iron rod over the scum America.
And you know, my father always tells me, you need to start learning Chinese because that's who's going to be coming home at night.
That's right. That's part of the larger plan. There's 40 million, I said 30 in the film, there's 40 million more young Chinese men than women, and they're told, your women are in America. You will rule them. I'm not kidding. You can't make, and you say, you're being told this by state troopers. See, they know. They're let in on this. And you watch, most of them will go along with it and will serve it just to be in power, and just like in England, and just like in France, and just like in San Francisco, they will be commanded by them. Go ahead.
Why aren't we doing it?
Because we're scum! We killed 50 million babies! We're scum! We're filth! We're trash! No, that's why! Only weak scum would let this happen! Me freaking out is normal! Ah, I can't handle it anymore! Ah, I can't! Ah, I'm pissed off, man! I'm yelling and screaming so I don't get violent!
They're the ones who put their babies in the street when... the girls and whatnot.
Oh, Jesus.
But I'm confused.
So you've got family that are state troopers that are telling you this?
Well, no. Like a trooper, like an army guy. No, some random guy in a store.
Okay.
I was in an army surplus store, and he just started talking about it. He's worried.
It's all over. This is just a scum.
How long do you think we have?
Years. They're just going to slowly keep doing it and keep, the foreign officers here is a liaison. He's helping with the security. It's just like they have Marines out and call it a drill, and then suddenly they're pulling real families over. Or the Ukrainians in Scotland just putting guns to people's heads. It's in BBC. We have all the articles. It's all scientific behavioral psychology enemy attack. We'll be right back. And somehow I'm immune to it. It just drives me crazy, though.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Dingell, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You understand why I get so upset? Everything they said they do, they're doing. They made a list, they're checking it twice, they're doing it all incrementally. You ever notice what we talk about happens? That's why I'm so angry. They're going to do it all. They're going to kill us. You know, Charlton Heston in the fictitious Soylent Green at the end, when he finds out it's made out of people, he yells, he screams, "You got to warn them, Hatcher. It's made out of people. You gotta tell them!" Well, this is the real world. This New World Order is made out of people, out of our blood. I'm normal. It's abnormal if you're not flipping out, ladies and gentlemen. You've been acclimated. I know we got loaded lines. We got Kevin coming up. And anybody can call in, though, who's in San Francisco. I want you to go with a cell phone. I want you to go witness it. I want you to send us photos at Aaron@Infowars.com, the two A's. I need you to be on assignment now. Get out there. Get out there. Get out there. In fact, call Steve, guys. He had a map of exactly where they're at. I need to put that up on the web live time in San Francisco, the enemy Chi-Coms. Let's go ahead and talk to Linda in Texas. You're on the air. Then we'll go to Sam, Paul, Archangel, others. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. A few years ago, our Congress voted whether or not to give China most favored nation trade status. And here in Austin, we have a large Tibetan community. So many of the people marching that day were Tibetans, and we were able to beat Congressman Lloyd Doggett in the plaza on his way back from lunch and confront him. And we begged and pleaded that he vote against giving China most favored nation trade status. And the Tibetan people that stood there with a translator beseeching him and then I yelling at him failed to convince him the next day, and he voted to give China most favored nation trade status, even though I had reminded him that China had invaded Tibet, had killed millions of Tibetans.
Let me ask you, what do you think about the foreign troops?
About the foreign troops now?
Are you outraged by having Chi-Coms that have already beat up Brits and beat up French now in San Francisco having their way, commanding the police, ruling?
I'm totally outraged, and I want to say to Congress Doggett, I told you so, and I agree with you that we should boycott all of these.
All of it. Thank you for the call. Got to go. Call Congress. Call everybody. Call the talk shows. I'm going to call Coast to Coast AM after the show. I want to go on there tonight during their news segment. I never call them to go on the show. They always call me. I'm telling them I need to get on the air and talk about this because they got 60 million listeners. We got to tell everybody, ladies and gentlemen, this is a big deal. In fact, I don't want to wait. Here's George's number. I've got to have to call it during the next break. Oh, man, I'm mad. I'm so mad. Archangel in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
How you doing?
I'm mad. I'm telling you.
Me too. You're not going to like what I have to say, but I'm part of the underground militia up here, and as far as I'm concerned, it's already time to go to war. So we here in Pennsylvania, when the first foreign troops come in here for anything, we're actually going to take them out. So I know you're dead set against that, but I think the time's long past. It's time for America, for Americans to stand up and take the country back, and waiting for them to come to disarm us and come to our homes is going to be too late.
All right, I appreciate your call. You know, we need to continue the video of them beating up and you know, Americans, other people, Brits. That will wake up the population to them. We need to try to fix it politically. I think you should submit to Chinese troops and let them take you and your family and let them rape your children and kill you. Okay, I'm being sarcastic. No, obviously, ladies and gentlemen, Lexington and Concord's coming. They want to start the fight. They're going to push it. They're not going to stop. They mean for the first waves of police and military to be chewed up by us, and then they're going to use foreign troops. Get Shattered Union ready for folks. Get it queued up, John, doing a fabulous job. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Sam in Virginia.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hey, yes, I'm outraged about the truth, too, and I've been glad to join you in the fight. When our, primaries came up, I was out there voting for Ron Paul,
good,
passing out his literature, you know, about exposing a lot of this stuff. But the most important thing I've emailed out for people, and all this is spelled out, Stop the North American Union by Danny G. Peterson, Ph.D., Treason Abounds, Government Cabal Plots North American Union. They talk about that in this expose. I downloaded it off of...
Well, let me be clear. They've signed deals to use Canadian and Mexican troops against the American people for insurrection. Bush has gotten rid of Posse Comitatus.
Yes.
Since the 60s, they've been training Chinese troops for this. I didn't just say this today. This is meant as a test. First, they put troops in the Super Bowl. Then they put them on the streets. Then they put foreign troops in events. Then they put them on the streets. This is done on purpose. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Anyway, I came to know about Granny Warriors because I put out info wanting to find out about, you know, the Freedom March in Washington, D.C., April the 15th.
Sure, what about them? I mean, I got my listeners to send them money for the recount in New Hampshire. Can I do more? What can we do?
Well, I wish you could come, but other than that,
Yeah.
I think people are waking up.
And yeah, well, I'll let Davey have the show and do the rest of the stuff there. But I hear you. I'm promoting it, and that won't be enough for people. I understand, because I'm bad. I'm evil.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3x5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Following a disputed election and a tie vote, the U.S. Congress installs the most unpopular president in U.S. history as David Jefferson Adams becomes the 44th president of the United States. Shortly after the election, increased unrest, rioting, and a growing number of militias have given rise to ever-increasing domestic terrorism. In response, the president invokes the Homeland Security Act and declares martial law on the West Coast and other areas of the country. Though highly contested, a Supreme Court ruling sidesteps the electoral process, disqualifying popular presidential candidates from several states. Public outrage explodes when a sham election leads to incumbent David Adams accepting a second term in office. During the 57th Inauguration Day ceremonies, Washington, D.C. is struck by a low-yield nuclear weapon, killing David Adams and most of the U.S. Congress. The destruction of Washington, D.C. effectively breaks the chain of succession, sending the nation into chaos. In an emergency vote, the European Union deploys peacekeepers in the greater D.C. area to secure international interests. With separatist sentiment rising, California's governor declares home rule and secedes from the Union. Texas follows quickly and declares sovereignty, taking neighboring states with them and forming the Republic of Texas. Now. the once United States of America lie in ruins. The time for words has passed, and the Second American Civil War now erupts as seven factions wage war across the land. They battle one another to reclaim a nation, to restore peace, to rebuild this shattered union.
Foreign Chinese troops beating up British on national TV, beating up French, grabbing Tibetans, not allowing people to have signs against them. Now in San Francisco, ruling, commanding the police, having their way with American citizens. It's not enough to have our own police violating the First Amendment. They've got to have foreign Chi-Com secret police murderers doing it. Truth is stranger than fiction. We are live. About 25 minutes left in this third hour of transmission. But we will be live into a new fourth hour at Infowars.com and blasting out over the network here. And Kevin Booth's going to be with us in about 5 minutes from his award-winning film, video streaming it, over the radio show when this hour ends. We'll come back for 55 minutes with Kevin playing audio clips from the film. We're selling it at Infowars.com, and I hope you get it. Kevin used to live in Austin, good friends of mine, obviously Bill Hicks' producer. And I made a few films like Martial Law with Kevin, good friend of mine. And Kevin has worked 4+ years on American Drug War. It is a masterpiece. The DVD has 3 hours of extra bonus footage on it. And I'll be showing folks screenshots of that with our video cam when the fourth hour, which is also a video cast, starts. PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers can watch the video cam on me, the document cam, the video clips are going to play. But for everybody else, you get the audio for free at Infowars.com or obviously off your stations that pick it up. Kevin Booth, thank you for coming on 30 minutes late. Your issue is so important, but we got an hour and a half still. I knew you'd be okay with these troops beating up British and French. Now they're here in America. Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I even have a cousin that was just over in Tibet recently protesting. So definitely well aware of it. You know, I think one of the things that's important to talk about, you know, to kind of transition into this segment is how the drug war, and not even so much about preparing the American people for the war on terror, but preparing our military and our police forces. And for the last 30 years, they've all been fed this, like, drugs are bad, drugs are bad.
Well, let's just stop and first talk about your film, how big it is, how many awards it got. I want people to know this is a major film. It aired on Showtime, critically acclaimed.
Right. It's going to be playing on and off the first month on Showtime. In the month of March, I believe they played it, like, 50 times. And it was just crazy. Like, every time I turned on the TV, it was playing on some other Showtime channel, so... Pretty sure a lot of people saw it.
I was at the gym and I heard people talking about it last week.
Yeah, and it'll be playing on and off for 2 years, actually, through Showtime.
Man, you're having a big effect, Kev, when I'm at the gym and hearing people talk about it.
Well, yeah, now so far everybody that's in it has, you know, been bombarded by phone calls and emails, one of which is a little upsetting. I don't know if you know this, but Celia Castillo was arrested by...
Yeah, I've been trying to get a hold of him. They didn't like him being in the film and exposing government drug dealing.
Yeah, when they were handcuffing him, they said, saw you on TV last night.
Let's be clear. Army sniper, police officer, Border Patrol agent, head DEA agent in Latin America, exposed Elopongo drug dealing, put it in your film, and they went and arrested him right after it aired. They said, hey, punk, that's your free country. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, now they made it for some little gun charge, but now he's facing 5 years in federal prison.
Hey, can you try to get him on the next few days? I keep calling his cell phone, and I can't ever get a hold of him. Where is he?
He's around. He occasionally answers my phone calls.
Yeah, we've been trying, and I pretty much brought Sally to the audience here years ago, like 10 years ago. We need to get a hold of Sally. In fact, I had my producer set him up.
Yeah, well, now he called me last night because Bill Maher, Isai Morales, a famous actor, mentioned American Drug War on the Bill Maher show Friday night. And, of course, Bill Maher shot it down as conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I met Morales when I was out in L.A. He's a, you know, he's on board.
Yeah, I'd like to get him a DVD. But then Bill O'Reilly picked up on the story and called Morales the pinhead of the day or whatever, and played the clip of Morales like talking about American drug war, and that was just two nights ago. So Selly had called me to tell me about that.
Poor Selly. You know, so much is going on. How obvious is it that weeks after it starts airing every day, they come and raid him, claiming he had a clip that was too big or something when he's been in the military, police, everything?
Yeah. No, it's just
a country of evil, man. It's all over.
Yeah. No, and the drug war, I mean, what's important with how we've got to this day is that the drug war has really dumb down our police and our military. Not that they're dumb people, they're smart people, they're just trying to do the right thing. But the people higher up in the government have been very brilliant on desensitizing everybody with the concept of drugs being evil, you know, for 30 plus years, especially starting with Nixon. And now that they've kind of just flipped the game on everybody and said, oh, now it's terror, and they've replaced drugs with terror, and it's really the same exact agenda, but now everybody's just...
And the real terror is the guys in armored vehicles with black masks running checkpoints.
Right, and the drug war really, you know, starts back to the... What's the first thing that they need to do? Well, the government needs to basically tell everybody that this herb that's grown naturally here for thousands of years, that herbs that have been used medicinally, you know, without causing cancer for thousands of years, oh, they're bad for you, but, you know, you've got to buy things that are only made in laboratories now.
And let's go through that first. You go through the numbers, the hundreds of thousands that die from prescription drugs. No one dies from pot. Hundreds of thousands die from alcohol. And then, I mean, you get into all of it, and then you've got 3 hours of extras. And, you know, let's go ahead now and just play a clip here. This is General Barry McCaffrey years ago, where I confronted him in Austin, when his head guy got caught engaging in all of these different activities. In fact, John, do you have that General McCaffrey clip? I forgot. Okay, let's go ahead and roll. This is where I'm confronting General Barry McCaffrey in Austin, Texas, when his head commander was caught shipping in masses of heroin and cocaine from Reuters, and he used a psych warfare op and starts talking about babies, the baby. I mean, very skilled. They all go for baseline instinct buttons they push. Here it is.
In 1999, I confronted Bill Clinton's drug czar. Bill Clinton had told the American people that he was going to cut back on the size of the drug war and was going to stop putting nonviolent offenders behind bars. He did the exact opposite. He hired McCaffrey, who went out there and began brutally attacking the American people and federally funding SWAT teams to kick down thousands of doors a month in search of narcotics. McCaffrey wasn't pleased that his head of anti-narcotics operations for all of Latin America got caught shipping in heroin and cocaine to New York. When I confronted him, he tried to brush it off.
General McCaffrey, Alex Jones from KJFK Radio in Austin, Texas. I fully agree with you on the scourge of narcotics and their destructive consequences on the human brain. But something I find interesting is the massive evidence coming out in the past of our own government and other international organizations' involvement in drug smuggling. In fact, 2 days ago, you called Colombia an emergency situation. You're calling for $1 billion in more funding. Well, your head of counter-narcotics and drug operations in Colombia, his wife was just caught shipping in masses of cocaine into the United States. This is from the Washington Post, sir. Also have Reuters right here on it.
Is there a question?
Yes, that's my question. I just wanted to state my facts because, you know, we're in this world where you ask a serious question, you're a kook. Let's talk about the drug running of this government.
Last time I got that question was the first press conference I had in Washington with an older reporter. And you know, I said, I don't know. I've been serving the country for 32 years. I'm not running any drugs. The baby is 21 years old now.
Okay, now I can't hear any more of this. go ahead. Your comments, Kevin.
Oh, you know, it's just so classic. You know, we had to skip over this thing, but yeah, they're just such pros at like flipping it, as if like this one child that had been addicted to heroin and had to have his arm cut off. Well, that somehow justifies what they did for some weird reason. You know, you're just supposed to forget about the question. I mean, you know, they're pros. I mean, one of my favorite quotes in the film is this this woman, Calvina Fay, who's with the Partnership for a Drug-Free America, and she's, you know, one of the, you know, mad mother types and all that, and she's, like, really outspoken pro-drug war. And, you know, her whole thing when they're talking about the legalization of medical marijuana, she's, like, going, you know, she's, like, going, of course it works. So, you know, of course that's what medicines do, but does it do anything for you in the end? It's like this, it's just like this logic. Well,
and it's okay to be on a bunch of Prozac and go to a psychotic break and shoot a bunch of people, or the 300,000+ dying of drug interactions every year, but marijuana with nothing, now we got to get it.
Well, and not only that, but their logic is like, well, you give let people have medical marijuana, they're just going to get high off of it. Well, I've got news for you. I can walk into a pharmacy and get high off of everything that they sell there. You know? I mean, it all gets you high.
Well, the point is, you talk about in the film, and it is very well done, very poignant, how alcohol killed basically both your parents.
Yeah, definitely. No, I mean, it's just outrageous to me that here in California, I can walk into the Ralph's grocery store with a shopping cart, I can fill it with Jack Daniels and tequila and Marlboro cigarettes and a big giant prescription of Prozac, and I could walk out and I could have enough drugs, alcohol, and cigarettes to probably kill 100 people. That's legal. But a friend of mine gets arrested for growing a couple of marijuana plants, goes to a prison work camp.
Well, that's what it's all about. And then the big drug cartels, just like Tony Montana says in Scarface, and they did years of research to make that film, you know, that's where he says it's the banks. They're the ones. They've been running it 1,000 years. They'll be running it 1,000 years from now. He's got to go launder his money with them. And that's the small time. Most of the drugs are directly brought in by the government, and then they own the private prisons.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely.
Now, you got Tommy Chong in the film talking about how he smoked pot with Arnold Schwarzenegger. You got everything in this movie, man. This is quite a film, Kevin.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You have done well.
But for a green card, I'm going to carve him up real nice.
Yeah, he give me a green card, I'm carving him up real nice. Hey, fly, look at Pelican, fly, Pelican.
You know, I don't know if you saw that 60 Minutes piece a while back, where they were talking about this Bayer drug, I'm not going to pronounce it right, but Tyradol or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
This drug that they give people during heart surgery, it's proven to kill thousands of people a month. And they've known it, and the FDA has known it, and Bayer has known it.
Well, look, Bayer is a eugenics front. Millions, hundreds of thousands of Americans alone died when they knew for a decade that every shot of Factor VIII had AIDS in it and hepatitis. And their internal memos came out where they just said, sell it all and keep letting AIDS be in it.
So, you know, I mean, but like you were talking earlier, I mean, this is, you know, I think one of, like, the bigger jobs right now is we've got to wake up the police. You know, we've got to wake up, you know, it's one thing, we, you know, preaching to the choir, but the next level is to start, you know, getting people who are in charge one by one. And that's what's so interesting about drugs or the topic of marijuana especially, is because when you get a policeman alone and you talk to them about marijuana, they're always going to go like, yeah, I know it's not that bad. You know what I mean? Just like, well, just between me and you, I know it's not that bad. And then you put them all back in their pack, and they're like, you know, arrest them, get them.
Well, the cops I've known are pot-smoking, beer-drinking party animals.
Of course they are. I mean, look, your average DEA agent, you know, is like a classic thug. You know? God love them. But, you know, they need to...
Look, they did this scientifically. They built the police state. They even passed laws at the state level, lobbied by the feds, where states can't give the forfeiture money to the cops. But then if they give it to the feds, they get 85% back, which made them federal minions. And, I mean, I've pulled up to a checkpoint where they're pulling everybody out of their car, and they go, we want to search for drugs. I start laughing at them. I'm like, I don't use the crap you ship in. Leave me alone, man.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of it.
And talking about the Chinese thing, too, I'm sure you probably have spoken about this, but the fact that the Forest Service is buying Chinese drones That are going to be, you know, I guess flying around, probably searching for pot grows. You know.
Oh no, that was in the news a couple weeks ago. They said all over the country, Forest Service cities, pilotless drones, 24/7, flying around looking for pot. And remember the case in Austin? I should have given this to you for the film. The lady who had the bloodweed that's in every yard in Texas in the summer.
Yeah.
And they SWAT team her and then kick the dog and attack her, and then she had a renter in a house behind her, and they took out a Playboy and made fun of him.
It's so crazy. I just happen to forget that there's a plant that grows that looks just like pot. I mean, I've seen it ever since I was a little kid.
But see, they love the blood. They love the bloodweed. That's their excuse to go on the property.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. But, you know, this drone thing here in Southern California, the other day, it's crazy. I mean, we get buzzed by helicopters here all the time. And you'll, you know, always just be standing around. You'll see a helicopter doing these like tight circles over this area, and I know a lot of times they've got like these cameras and scopes where they're looking for grows. And so, you know, I was watching that just the other day, like practically like a little bit over my house, just going, God, think of all the fuel and manpower that's eating up, and then just to go, oh, okay, they're going to replace.
Meanwhile, my house gets broken into, my car gets stolen, and the Austin cops won't even come out.
Yep, that's classic. That's classic. Have you seen like what Bill O'Reilly was like saying about to Snoop Dogg on his show? I've been watching some more Bill O'Reilly clips on YouTube, but he was just basically, Bill O'Reilly's on there telling everybody that they belong in prison and that they need to build more prisons.
We got more people in prison than any other country.
Yeah.
Land of the cowards, home of the slaves. You want scum, we got it. And I'm sorry, folks, we have to admit what we've turned into. We'll be right back here on the Scum Channel.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
It's progressing. It's only a matter of time until it's completely taken over our lives. We are entering martial law. Clearly, America has all the signs. There is no time like the present to get prepared by protecting yourself and your family. Find the information you need to arm yourself with an InfoBomb ebook at SurviveMartialLaw.com. This ebook will tell you everything you need to know about how to prepare and handle living in martial law. The worst part of martial law is the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to stay calm and how to act around controlling troops. Get tips on where to store valuables, emergency food, and what signs to look for. Surviving martial law can be difficult, but it is possible. Arm yourself with knowledge, as this will be the only weapon you will have to protect yourself and your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com. That's SurviveMartialLaw.com. Or call 608-819-8011. That's 608-819-8011 to order this hard-hitting ebook today.
You can
can run on.
The document cam is live. Got a copy of the DVD, American Drug War, The Last White Hope. 2-hour film with 3 hours of extras. You can't beat this. And we're going to talk about who's in the film, break down how the drug war really works, how we can stop it. Most people now know that it's a fraud. They don't understand. The government really does bring it in. The banks really do launder it. It's so sick. So that's coming up with Kevin Booth the entire next hour. That's right. There's now a fourth hour of the show. You can watch it if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. The video feed, the document cam, all of it. So it is so important, ladies and gentlemen, that you stay with us into the next hour. You can listen on the internet feeds for free at Infowars.com. If you're listening on a Genesis stream or some other stream, or you need to go over to Infowars.com right now to get this fourth hour with Kevin Booth. And we'll tell you if there's been any new developments with the Beijing commissariat, literal political police, death squads is what they are in China. The top death squad people are beating people up in England, France. They're in the U.S. Right now in San Francisco. We've got people going on the ground to get video and see if the police attack them there, if you videotape them. I mean, this is all mainstream news, continual coverage at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We're, again, very honored to have Kevin with us right now. In fact, the document cam is live, as you can see, and we're also rolling the intro to his new film, The Last White Hope, American Drug War. We're going to play 5 minutes of the intro, then we're going to play the audio later of the trailer. We're going to play some other clips from the film coming up, and that's going to start in about 4 minutes. Before I do that, a few sponsors that we need to mention because they make this transmission possible. The first one is Aloe Ease, and ladies and gentlemen, I was drinking aloe vera and taking these pills last night, and I'm losing weight like nobody's business. I would look like Jabba the Hutt. I've lost 20 pounds now in about a month. It's incredible. Aloe, but it's working out as nutrition, but aloe is part of it. Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse, 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. They also have their Super Beta Prostate Formula, 1-800-569-4056. Again, that's the good folks from New Vitality. Also, eFoods Direct. eFoods Direct is the oldest continually operating national distribution group for storable foods. The highest quality. I've been buying from them for 8 years. It lasts more than 10 years. With all the uncertainty, food prices spiking, the UN saying global food shortages, martial law being discussed, depression being discussed. I don't know if it's going to happen. The point is, the government hoards and stores food. We should, too. It's high quality. It stores easily for you, your pets, your family, your children. You need to give them a call, ladies and gentlemen, eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. And don't forget Interfood, the best green food out there, and I've tried a lot of them. It's just 20 superfoods, dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, calerla, spirulina, 20 power-packed ingredients, 2 little scoops in your juice every morning. Amazing. Instead of being Jabba the Hutt and Orson Welles bred together, I'm trying to be more healthy, and it's really working. It's great stuff. 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or interfood.com. Okay, Kevin Booth, you take a 5-minute break, my friend. We're going to start the fourth hour right now with a live video feed of the first 5 minutes of American Drug War. Then we're going to come in hot with no commercials in the fourth hour, going right to Kevin. We'll have 55 minutes with him, and we'll take calls the last 20 or 30 minutes for him. He'll have the floor coming up at Infowars.com. That's where you go to hear the internet stream if you're listening over the internet or if you're listening any other way. Enjoy yourselves. The point is, the free streams are at Infowars.com. But if you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, which you can go grab right now for 15 cents a day, you can watch the video cam, the document cam, all of it, and just get it all. PrisonPlanet.tv. Fourth hour, straight ahead. Keep it locked in. Continual coverage of the Chi-Com Death Squad in America. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.